this past winter, some middle school students sacrificed their free time at lunch once a week to meet with poet Carolyn Patterson, director of the Missoula Writing Collaborative, to write poems. Now, why would anyone want to do that? Well, here's how some of those students put it.
I like writing poetry and as well as just mix things up every week a bit.
I just really like writing. It just kind of makes me happy whenever I do it.
These students like to write. Now, last month, I shared with you poems fourth and fifth graders wrote about bullying. At this middle school session, sixth through eighth grades, we asked the students to focus on isolation. How does it feel to be alone, to be left out, laughed at? These are also hard feelings to talk about. When I asked poet Cheryl Nothe last month why poetry might help kids to express these feelings, she said that poetry allows kids to speak the unspeakable. Ms. Patterson adds this.
Well, I think those are very common feelings for kids during their school life. I think actually in anyone's life. And I think those are hard things to write about because in the course of your school, there are also things that you don't often want to admit to. And I think sometimes by opening up the topic in a very public way and acknowledging it, that you can often help kids give voice to things that they're feeling. You can kind of open that door for them and help them acknowledge those feelings and help them express those feelings. And when you do that in a group, it's a very powerful moment.
The students went ahead and wrote their poems, but then didn't want to read their own aloud. Their self-consciousness confirms what Patterson said earlier. Kids often don't want to admit feelings of loneliness and separation, even under the protection of a poem. So, during this lunchtime, most of them read one another's poems.
I'm Hazel Ann, and the poet of this poem is Josie. Gone. Everyone is gone. Left. You are left here. Forgotten. You were forgotten here with the snow falling. Chill. A chill runs down your spine. Calling. The phone is dead. Waiting. Watching the cars go by, looking for one certain driver. Walking. Starts slowly and quickens as the wind picks up. Home. Is a few blocks away, but it seems to be miles. Finally, you get home frozen with only enough warmth to knock.
My name's Frances, and I'm reading Valerie's poem. Alone, in a cave, trying to get out. No one likes me, I think. Alone, the one word tells me to leave. Always felt invisible. Alone, I will see light one day. That means friends. As the rain falls down my eyes, alone. Not always, but right now. Alone.
My name's Valerie, and the poet's name is Emmeline or Mango. Isolated, concealed, holding on to no future, standing ankle deep in their own feces, not knowing what the next day will bring. Tricked, bewitched, a dark, gloomy secret of what lies ahead. Isolated, concealed, the empty black heart of the farmer. No compassion. It's the circle of life. Some might say isolated, concealed.
So my name is Miriam, and I wrote this poem. Tap, 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 my shoes approaching the classroom. Suddenly heard something that made me feel bad. I only moved from sixth grade to high school. Why did do this? Feels like they killed me. I had to do this. They should understand and make me smile. Not talking to me. What did I do? I missed them, but instead they kill me. I didn't think my best friends could leave me. No, they didn't leave me, but instead killed me.
Could you tell me why you come here at lunchtime?
Because I like reading, and and also writing, and I want to become an author.
Well, I'd say you're on the way. Thank you.
I'm Frances, and I'm going to be reading Hazel Ann's poem, Whisper. Walking, walking, walking down the school hall, a wonderful day about to be filled with misery and sorrow. Walking, 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 joy filled in my eyes when I see my best friends down the hall. Walking, 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 I hear my name. I hear friends not being friends. I hear words, no friends anymore, alone, finished, done.
I love the repetition there of walking. Well, you know, you feel like she's walking to her doom. Very good job. I can't believe you guys can come up with something so wonderful in this short time.
All right, my name's Emmeline, and I'm reading Frances's poem. This was supposed to be fun, exotic, exciting, anything but this. The tiger paced up and down by the metal bars he was confined to, his eyes begging. We were in Louisiana visiting my great-great-aunt. She was taking us here for entertainment, to experience the beauties of LSU. But this just made us depressed and feel like juicy grapes dried into shriveled raisins. Depressed, lonely, empty of joy.
Were you ever in a situation where you felt the way that tiger might have felt, alone and being gazed at in not particularly friendly way?
For like a year off, my mom and dad took me and my brother to British Columbia, Canada for like a year. And while we were there, we were being homeschooled. And so my mom decided to take us to like a homeschooling group. And when we got there, like everybody there had known each other since they were like 2 years old, because it was like this really small town that everybody knew each other. And when we got there, everybody was just like looking at us, and then nobody really like was saying hi, and we just sat there.
I'm Hans Scovlin. I'm in eighth grade. This is my poem about winter. Cold winter's hand laid o'er the land. The sun shines not at all, but in this ancient darkness there comes a keening call. The wind shall hiss of many voices, a desolate choir over the land, until the icy fist of winter parried is by spring's soft hand.
That's great. You wrote that in 10 minutes?
Less, maybe.
I'm Oscar, and I'm an eighth grader at Washington. And this is a poem, and I haven't titled it. Yesterday evening, 9:30, a flick, a word, a chill of the spine. Because of the nascent unconscious of mind, anger cruelly begins to whine. In the present I sit, my wrath relit. But will I ever, no never, lower myself to respect his jabber? Tomorrow I will kindle, allow not to dwindle, kindness, compassion, and by liberty I will lead. But how can I ever bring my world its need?
Most of the students wrote their poems in free verse, but Hans and Oliver enjoyed rhyming. All the students enjoyed eating lunch and writing poems about their feelings. Now, I want to end the project's poetry sessions with some fourth grade poets from two elementary school classes. They wrote about their fears and worries and bullying and all of it. Ms. Patterson thinks doing that can benefit the whole class.
I think a poem is effective because it begins with personal experience and trying to express that as intimately as possible and as sensitively as possible. So I think that when you make yourself vulnerable in your own work, particularly when you share that work, that vulnerability on a personal level opens up the class, makes the class more responsive to one another.
My name's Violet, and I'm 9. I used to be afraid of monsters under my bed and monsters hiding in the bathroom and monsters grabbing me when I'm home alone. But now I sleep with my dog, I check behind the shower curtain, but I have to be brave at home.
My name is Hadley, and I am 10. I used to be afraid. I used to feel afraid of what people think, of what they say about me behind my back. But now I am only afraid of losing the people I love and losing myself in the big forest of sadness and regret.
My name is Shore, and I am 9. I used to be afraid of earthquakes, floods, tiny dogs, and swimming. I am now only afraid of heights.
My name is Charlie, and I'm 9. I used to feel like I wasn't good enough. People are not always nice to me on the bus. Kids say bad stuff about me. I feel bad. They are wrong and also popular. I try to find a way for them to stop talking to me. I think that they're bullies. They look at me in weird ways and whisper about other people and me.
I'm Joy, and I'm 9 years old. I used to be afraid of a person named Austin. He always called me names and hurt me. In third grade and part of fourth grade, he wasn't in my class. But now I don't need to worry about Austin because I moved from Missouri to Montana. Now I'm scared of the dark and killers.
Hi, I'm Angel. And this is about I'm always getting bullied. I always get bullied, and I do not like people bullying me anymore because it makes me hurt myself, and I do not want to hurt myself anymore because my dad always asks me, why am I hurting myself? And it makes me not a good kid, and I do not like it. So stop bullying everyone because it makes everyone hurt their self, and they do not want to hurt their self, so stop bullying. I feel sad too.
My name's Elizabeth, and I'm 10, and my poem's called I Feel Down. I feel sad when my friend Mary Jane says I am short. Then I feel down, sad, alone, and ugly. I feel like I never want to leave my room, or I want to hide very far away.
My name is Wang Chu. I am 10 years old. My poem called Bullying. When I was 10 years old, one kid name is Jimmy. I every time talking with him, he's saying abuse and I'm angry. And I don't talk him. Today morning, I sitting in bus seat and he doing like scratching and then I tell the woman driver and woman driver punish the Jimmy and I'm very, 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 very happy.
My name is Hunter. The title of my poem is called What Bullies Are, with lots and lots of cookies. Bullies are the people who want to punch you in the nose and take your cookie. Bullies are the ones who give everybody else a cookie but tell you no cookie for you. Bullies take and hide your cookies from you. Bullies are the ones who stomp on your cookies and pick on you for fun. Bullies treat you like a deformed blob of goo. Bullies spit on your cookies and then make you eat them. That is what bullies are!
Poet Jeanette Winterson writes this: a tough life needs a tough language, and that is what poetry is. That is what literature offers, a language powerful enough to say how it is. It isn't a hiding place, it's a finding place. I hope that we listeners to these kids have found something too. The ability to feel sympathy and respect for our friends, families, classmates, and ourselves. Thanks to the students in Missoula schools who wrote for this project. Thanks, too, to members of the Missoula Writing Collaborative, Carolyn Patterson, Cheryl Nothe, and Robert Lee, for their enthusiasm and cooperation. And finally, thanks to Beth Ann Austin and Cherie Newman for constant and patient technical help. And now, remember, whenever we feel like acting maybe a little mean towards a kid, we'll think, hey, wait a minute, don't do that. After all,
there are kids just like you and me.
Support for MTPR is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.